You know, some of my friends in journalism say you should never, never, ever read the comments after a story online. You will read things that will just drive you nuts. Well, I do. I do read the comments. I can't help it. I want to know what people are thinking, not just about my stories, but stories other news media in Michigan publish. And occasionally I walk away from the experience thinking, wow, there's some good points made. Occasionally. Most of the time, I'm fuming. I mean, are people really that racist? Are there really that many people that are that uninformed? Are people really that mean and nasty to each other? Cliff Lampe is an associate professor at the School of Information at the University of Michigan, and he's worked with little outfits like Facebook, Wikipedia, studying community engagement like this. So welcome.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to be interested to see what you had to say about all this. First,
I read the comments too.
First, I want to ask you whether the comments are representative of the typical news consumer, or are these mostly people who are just really, really passionate? I mean, who comments?
But it's not typical of consumers of news overall. So it's only people who are willing to say extreme things, I think, who are willing to get into the mix of those comments. And I'm not sure it's passion that drives people to comment. I think it's more maybe a low threshold for conflict.
Okay. Well, I want to get into trolling, as they call it, a little later. I kind of think that maybe most of these people wouldn't make these kind of comments if it were a discussion in public. So why are they so agitated when they're making comments online?
A lot of it's about norms. So if you enable a site where the norms are to be able to say mean things to each other or to call somebody an idiot or to say racist things, then the norm for that site is that's what's said. And nuanced comments or comments that have more reflection or are more middle of the road get driven out of that normative environment.
So a moderated comment section like we have on Facebook at Michigan Radio, where if you say something that we can't say on the radio, it's going to get deleted. Or if you're mean to someone else and call them names, it's going to get deleted. We're going to have a more civil discussion.
Yes. And there's lots of great examples of comment streams that are more heavily moderated where you do see more civil discussions.
We hear the word trolls, like I mentioned, describing people who spend their time dropping incendiary comments into online discussions. Typically, what's the goal there and what's the reward for being a troll?
Amusement mostly, right? People who are trolls are purposely saying things that are incendiary to get reactions out of people. I don't think everybody who says incendiary things is doing that. There's a small group of people who are just amused by getting people to be angry at them. I think more of what's going on is actually there are people who disagree about these things. And we're not actually taught any place how to disagree civilly with one another, right? It's considered impolite to bring up political conversations at the dinner table or in mixed groups. And so we don't do that. And we tend to surround ourselves with people who are a lot like us. So when you're in a comment stream on Facebook or on MLive comments or things like that, you're actually being exposed to people who really do believe things that are very different from what you believe.
Right. I read a study that people who rant online feel more relaxed after posting, but then they also experience more anger, and most express their anger in kind of maladaptive ways. So what are we to make of that? I think, lot of angry people out there?
No, I think that the comments actually do have an effect. So having a negative comment thread really does change how people interpret the story. People become more polarized. People do feel more angry. They feel sadder about the state of the world. Having negative comments isn't just like, oh, well, that's the internet. It really is having a negative effect on how we think about things and how people interact with people around them.
I don't want to say everything I read is horrible and terrible. I've read some really elegant observations on current events, and I guess I feel like wading through those uninformed reactionary posts in between is just the price to be paid. I mean, is that any different than anything else in life? I mean, maybe it's just a little more concentrated online?
I don't think so. And I think part of the problem is this conflict, especially for journalists who are often running these comment threads. Journalists are really strong believers in First Amendment rights, right? Mm-hmm. They have an allergic reaction to anything they perceive as censorship.
Right.
And when they shut down comments, they only do so for cases you mentioned earlier, right? When really it might be more effective if they shut down a wider range of comments, not just people who swear or who say threats. What if you're being uncivil? I think most journalists see that as, I can't really censor somebody because they're being uncivil in this context. But if you did, you would create a safer place for people to gather and to share their comments. So it might be more aggressive moderation. And that's usually the case of what happens when these comment systems work.
I've read that these comments after the news stories can sometimes change the perception of the actual news story. I wonder how common that is.
It's very common. You know, if the comment thread, for instance, is negative, people will have less trust in the journalism that's taken place in the story. They can shape how people think about the content of that story. If it's about, for instance, government, city government, federal government, it can change how people feel about the government. So, like I said, these are not harmless, just kind of people on the internet. This really is shaping how people think. And for every person who comments on a news story, there's this long tail of people who read that comment, right? So there are many more people who read comments on a news story than there are commenters. And we can't ignore the effects on that audience as well.
Some news outlets are shutting down the comments section. They're just banning it outright. What do you think of banning comments?
It makes sense in a lot of cases. I can definitely see why people do it. I think it's a shame, though, right? Because there's still a cyber utopian deep in my heart who feels like comments are a great place for people to share what they think and who have helped me think about a subject differently than maybe the perspective the journalist took. When you shut down comments, you throw out the baby with the bathwater, right? You really do lose the potential good that you get because that's kind of the easiest, in some ways, sloppiest way to control comments is to shut them off.
Cliff Lampe is at the University of Michigan, where he researches online behavior. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.